Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Happy National Pizza Day. Yes, I ate pizza. You can see it at Facebook. It's one of my five food groups. Vanilla ice cream, Reese's peanut butter cup, pizza, Mexican food, and lemonade. Those are the food groups that I enjoy to eat. Donald Trump is awaiting the ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court. It should be coming within the next hour or so. They said they'll have it in by close of business today. I'm assuming that's Eastern time, so the talking heads out there on the East Coast could talk about it ad nauseum. Let me tell you what's going to happen. It's going to get shot down, and it's going to the Supreme Court. Boom. Drop the microphone. You're a seasayer. I know. It would be awesome, though, if it wasn't. Let me tell you how popular the ban is. CNN ORC poll. CNN ORC poll. It's a brand new poll that's out. Brand new poll. Also, another poll for Morning Consult and Politico show that his executive orders line up like this. First of all of his executive orders, not one of them has more of a disapproval than an approval, meaning all of them, that there is more of an approval rating. But his revoking of funding for sanctuary cities and the travel moratorium are the highest. 55% for sanctuary cities as opposed to 33% for the disapproved. 55% approved for the moratorium of travel, banning from those seven predominantly Muslim countries, as opposed to 38%. He's a populist. No, I think he's doing business. I think he's doing business is what I think he's doing. And I think he realizes that the country, he has an understanding of how the country works that a lot of us don't get. Some of that's, I'm sure, from his travels. But I like it. I like it. More people approve than disapprove. We follow politics in our lives so sparingly. Let's be real. You listen to me, you get a few things. Maybe you listen to a few other talking heads during the day. You read some stuff. And you get a few things here and there, and you go on. You already kind of believe what you believe. You come to the place where you think you're going to find the news and some entertainment, and you go from there. He knows that. Keep it simple, stupid. Nothing wrong with that, kids. Nothing wrong with that. He's keeping things simple, stupid. He said, I'm going to do this, 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 this. He's done this, 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 and this. And now he heads. He's got bigger issues, though, around the corner. He does. Last night he got Sessions in. He was sworn in today. But he then commented about Blumenthal, because Blumenthal came out last night. You know who he is. He is Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut. He's a Democrat. He was speaking with Neil Gorsuch. Gorsuch goes around. So when you're given the opportunity to be a nominee for many of these posts, but especially when it comes to the SCOTUS part, Supreme Court, you go and talk to all of these people that are going to be grilling you. They're going to just, you sit down and you chew the fat if they'll take a meeting with you. Blumenthal met yesterday, and then he came out last night, and he talked about what was going on with Gorsuch and how he feels. And this is what Richard Blumenthal had to say last night about Neil Gorsuch, the nominee for the Supreme Court, appointed by Donald Trump.
Nobody need believe me about what Judge Gorsuch said when he commented that these vicious repeated attacks by President Trump are disheartening and demoralizing. There were numerous White House staffers in the room. Judge Gorsuch has a special responsibility to do more than just say to me how disappointed he is behind closed doors or my colleagues. He should condemn these attacks publicly.
And I said last night that he's got to pull back on some of this stuff. All right, you got to pull back on a few of these things. At some point in time, you've got to act the part. Rather than going after Gorsuch, you know, and he's already denying that that Gorsuch even said this. Which, by the way, again, you don't know who Neil is. He's going to be the next Supreme Court justice taking over for Alito, who passed away last year. Scalia, who passed away last year. And he goes out there and he fires at Blumenthal. It's not what you do as a president. He said Senator Richard Blumenthal, who never fought in Vietnam when he said he had for years, major lie, now misrepresents what Judge Gorsuch told him. We're hearing more people are saying that Gorsuch was very much disheartened and demoralized by the comments that this president is making via Twitter and elsewhere about the judicial system in this country. You just step it back. Act an adult. There are sometimes you want to take some people on. That's fine. I get that. But you can't fight every fight. You can't. You can't fight every single fight. Sometimes you take a step back and go, eh, and you move on. Sometimes you take a step back and you say, I'm going to pick and choose when I'm going to do some of these things. And I wish you wouldn't do it at all. I wish you wouldn't. Take a step back, though. If you're going to do it, say, is this the fight I want to choose? Look, Blumenthal has got his issues. Yes, he was not in Vietnam, but apparently he said he was in Vietnam. And there's conflicting, you know, stories about that. But the truth is, just move on. You make it bigger than it should be. And you're also getting ready to have the fight of your life as far as politically when it comes to this. You won Sessions, but now you're going to appoint a Supreme Court justice. Antonin Scalia died. He was the lion of the bench. And now you've appointed somebody who's going to take his place. The left is going to give very little and ask very little. No quarters asked, no quarters given. Is this the fight you want to have? I don't think so. I think there's better opportunities down the road. It's like that in life, right? Like my mom used to say, like my little sisters, when they were little, they would dress up in the craziest things. And my mother would say, you know, sometimes in life there's fights you're going to have and sometimes there's fights you're not going to have. This is the day she wants to wear her plastic high heels to school, and I'll pack some shoes with her, and she wants to dress like a princess with jeans underneath it, and this is what she wants to do. There's sometimes you fight fights, and sometimes you just go, you know what? This isn't the day I want to fight this fight. So you let it go. It's the same thing. Like Nordstrom's. You don't have to fight that fight. I know she's your daughter. You don't have to. Now you got Kellyanne Conway sucked into this on whether or not she was a part of promoting Ivanka Trump. Granted, you're sitting there and you're saying, I find this to be, you know, ridiculous. It all the name Trump, which, let's be real, the name Trump right now, there's a bit of a pariah feel to it. If you are a company like Macy's or Nordstrom's or any of these companies, right? There's a bit of a pariah feel because the left is so loud and so in your face and bombards you with so much that it's just easier to say, I'm done with it, rather than say, I hold on. You know how you stop this from happening? You stand by people. If somebody says, I want you to ban this person, I want you to fire this person, I want you to get rid of this person, and you say, no, I'm not going to do it, and after a while, people get tired and they leave. But when they know they can get you to do it once, they're going to try again and again. Just once, I'd like to see a company say, you know what? I know you guys have your feelings, and I understand that. But we like so-and-so, or we like such-and-such, and we have a deep, a deep-seated relationship, and we've spent time with them. We understand them, and we're going to stand by them. Watch what happens. Everybody is so afraid to stand by people. So one thing I'll say about Trump, man, he will stand by his people. Loyalty is not something he is short of. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Producer Phil, are you going to go get pizza tonight, or is that a negative?
Oh, I probably will go get some after the show, of course.
You know what? I went to Little Caesars today, and I know what you guys are saying. Little Caesars gross. But, you know, that's what a lot of people think. It's $5. First of all, you should never starve in this country, right? You should never, ever starve in this country. But I liked it. We get their little pan pizza there. It's $5. It was like great. This is delicious. And it's pizza day. I like pizza day. Tomorrow's Donut Friday. We had pizza day. I've been working out hard this week. I thought, you know what? I'm going to reward myself for my sweet skills in the pool because I swim like a dolphin that also swims like a manatee, which is known as the sea cow. Chad, you're so weird. You can text the program 323-538-2423. We got your urban word of the day, and this is a funny urban word. And a lawmaker insults Donald Trump, which I think the way he insulted him was ridiculous. But we'll talk about some other insults that maybe you can pass along to people. And I think you're going to make them part of your vernacular, your vocabulary. Your life. You will soak it up. Guaranteed. Chad Benson Show.
Yo, know what this is, boy.
Chad Benson.
So, breaking news, 9th District Court, not surprising at all, has made sure that the ban or travel moratorium of the 7 mostly predominantly Muslim countries that were on a list that President Obama originally asked for more vetting from, and then President Trump, after taking over, signed an executive order to put a moratorium of, I think, is 90 to 120 days while they look at the vetting process. The 9th District Court of Appeals has upheld, has put the travel ban on hold, meaning it's going to go to the Supreme Court now. This is where it's headed. Not a shocker. That's the most liberal court in the land. I think we all knew that this was going to happen. I think everybody was bracing for it. So now it's time for it to go to the Supreme Court. When will it get there? I do not know. We'll see what the action from President Trump. I'm sure the reaction is going to be, well, it's going to be interesting based on what he may be hearing and what may be said to him about Gorsuch and whether or not, you know, he's demoralized and feels that he's disheartened by the president's reaction toward the judicial system. Will he just let it ride out or is he going to fire back? My thought is he's going to tweet out something horrible and then try to hold everybody else accountable should something happen. Let's have a little bit of fun, shall we, with our urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
All right, the urban word of the day is a pretty cool word. And fellas, this is for you. Maybe ladies too, but mostly for the fellas. Joke insurance. Joke insurance. Phil and I go out to a club. I don't know why we're at a club, but we're at a club. We start talking to some ladies. And guess what? I'm his joke insurance. He's mine. We laugh at each other's joke. Even if it sucks, it's joke insurance. Makes you look hipper and cooler than you really are. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Your cranium? There's a Pennsylvania lawmaker by the name of Daylon Leach. He's a state senator from Montgomery County in Pennsylvania, and he tweeted out something. It says, "Hey, at real Donald Trump, I oppose civil asset forfeiture too. Why don't you try to destroy my career, you fascist, loofah-faced blank Gibbon?" Which, look, remember who was the guy that said lies? Remember that? On the floor when Obama was giving his speech talking about. Yes. Talking about Obamacare and you keep your doctor lies, which he was actually right what he said, but he got destroyed for that. Remember? Could you imagine somebody coming out and calling Obama a loofah-faced blank Gibbon? A lawmaker. And that whole thing, I mean, that sounds like an 18th century thing. So we decided, if you're going to insult somebody today, let's do it correctly. And let's go back to the 1800s and talk about some of the great things. Producer Phil, do you know what a church bell is?
Other than the bell at the top of a church? No.
No, it's a talkative woman. That's right. Example, hey, man, I'm sorry I'm late. Some total church bell in the street wouldn't stop lecturing about Scientology. How about my favorite? This one is my favorite. You, sir, are a flapdoodle. A flapdoodle means that a sexually incompetent man who is either too young to have sex or one is too old to attempt it. A foosler is a bungler or one who does things clumsily. A gib face is an ugly person, especially one with a heavy lower jaw. Do we all know gib faces? I do believe we do. A hedge creeper. Oh, my. Producer Phil, have you ever met a hedge creeper? That's a prostitute who works in the countryside.
Maybe I have, maybe I haven't.
You, sir, are a hornswogger. A swoggler. Hornswoggler. Hornswoggler is a fraud or a cheat. Oh, here's one. This one's great. See, this is the perfect politically correct one. A jolocox or jallocox is a fat person. That jallocox who got stuck in the bathtub was our 27th president, Taft. A mousy nose is a heavy acneed nose. Here's a great one. I was going to fight him, but he was a meter. A coward. You, sir, are a meter. Mumbling cove is a shabby person. A mutton shunter is a policeman who has the task of hiring and harrying street prostitutes. I wish we could bring that back.
I'm seeing a pattern in these words.
Yes. Yeah, lots of prostitutes back in the day when they were saying stuff like this. They were very concerned about each other's sexual strength and or prostitution. But you, sir, are a foosler. You can always invoke the Rule 19 if you want. Foosler! No, Rule 19. I'm sorry. Mita. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter. ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Chad Benson Show is a bunch of foozle, if I can say so myself. Off to the apothecary.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
The breaking news right now. See how Trump handles it. Ninth District Court, the most liberal court in the land, has ruled against the executive order, putting a moratorium on people entering in from seven countries. For 90 days, all refugees for 120 days, Iraq, Syria, Iran, Libya, Somalia, and Sudan, as well as Yemen. It halts indefinitely refugees from Syria. What happens from here is there will be an appeal by the federal government. From there, it will go up to the highest court in the land. Now, let's just say it goes party lines from the highest court in the land. Let's say it goes 4-4. What that means is whatever the Ninth District rules is what will stay in place. So right now, if we're just looking at party lines, it's going to be 4-4. If we're just looking at that. In the statement, and we'll get it. I just heard the statement read. It wasn't really a damning thing. Essentially, all they're doing is they're saying, look, we think you maybe have something here, and we're not saying it's not unconstitutional or it is constitutional. We think you may have something here, but based on what we've seen and the evidence we've heard, that we're going to keep in place the judge from Washington's ruling. So we'll let it go from there. It was a push. It'll be looked at as a loss, but it was a push. And either way, this was going to the Supreme Court. Win or lose, it was going to the Supreme Court. You guys are well aware of that, right? Like, this thing's going to the Supreme Court. away it heads. So, obviously, Trump's already out there tweeting about our courts and about how we're not going to be safe. Although I will say something today. President Assad, when speaking today, said essentially, yeah, there's a bunch of, you know, terrorists that are going to be inside the refugee program. Oh, what? Yeah. There's going to be some terrorism there. There's going to be people there. But this would have put a ban on Syrians for the foreseeable future indefinitely till they got their act together. So right now, the ban is not in place, or whatever it was, the moratorium. And it will have to be, I guess, thrown up to the big court in the land. Currently, there's eight there. Gorsuch, I doubt, will be on the court by the time they hear this. I don't know when they hear this, how fast it'll be. I'm sure they've got some strings to get this thing heard sooner rather than later. So we shall see what happens. But not a good day in the executive order side of stuff. But if you look at it from the democracy side, from the fact that we have three equal branches of government, and this is going up to that equal branch of government that will have that ruling on it, and, you know, we'll see. We have three equal branches of government. You guys realize that, right? Judicial, executive, legislative branches, those three, those right there, one, two, three. They're, you know, one may be the head of stuff, but they're equal. The difference is there's nine over here, there's a bunch over here, and there's one over here. So it's very interesting to see what will take place and, you know, how Trump is going to come back from this, I guess. You know, what's he going to do? Is he going to strike out? Is he, you know, I mean, it's Trump. He's going to fire away. He said, see you in court. The security of our nation is at stake. That's what he tweeted out. See you in court. Man, he is ready to roll. He is lawyered up. He is lawyered up, I do say. Great article about families in Maine that I found to be very interesting. I have said we need an overhaul in our country when it comes to schooling. You know, one of the things they talk about, you know, we always hear about the Finns, right? The Finns. It's the Finns. The Finns are amazing. The Finns are incredible. The Finns are this. The Finns are that. If you look at the way that the Finns go to school, and yes, they're extremely educated. There's a lot of things. It's a very homogenized society. We've talked about that before, what it's like to be as homogenous as everybody speaks the same language. They learn English from a very early age. Everybody's on the same wavelength. It's all going to the same place. They start out in a much different way than a lot of our kids do here at school. One of the things they do is they allow kids to be kids, which is great, right? You allow kids to be kids. Little boys getting fidgety. Here we want to stick him on, you know, want to get him an IEP, want to stick him on drugs, and want to tell everybody that he's got problems, this, that, and the other. And there, the little kid wants to go outside and he wants to climb a tree. Teacher's like, go climb a tree. Little kid wants to lay down, let him lay down. He wants to play with a toy, let's him play with the toy. Because they feel every time they do something, they're learning from that experience. They're learning from that experience. And along that way comes their passion, and they learn along the way. Everything is going to, every experience they feel is going to give you that experience. And I wish we would do more of that here. I really do. Well, there's a bunch of people in Maine who are starting to do this. And they're calling it, what was it? It's the unschooling. Instead of uncoupling. It's the unschooling. Where parents are teaching their kids at home and they're allowing them to be educated and not schooled. To essentially do their own thing. And along the way, they're picking things up. And along the way, they're finding their passion and doing things. And I think it's great. Look, traditional school, it's so rigid. And it's so sit here, do this, learn this. You got 45 minutes and you're going to go learn something else. You got this. And I just don't think it works the same way anymore, especially with the way that we do things. Kids are far more advanced and brighter than we were at their age. They learn so much more. They can soak in so much more. Why not allow them these opportunities to be unschooled? And some of the moms that were teaching at home were talking about the fact that, you know, your kid may want to paint during the day, and that's okay. They may want to play Nerf guns during the day. That's okay. They may want to go outside. Everything along the way that you're doing, you're teaching them something along the way. Also teaching them responsibility and ways to do things. Reading them books, talking about it. But then, hey, you know what? You want to go outside and play? Go outside and play. And as they do this, they pick things up. And I've seen schools in Europe, and I've seen schools around the world. And let me tell you something. Some schools around the world, you'd be surprised, man. The things that they shove down kids, you know, brains. The length of time. You know, I had a friend with school in Japan, and it was 6 days a week. Sometimes till 9 o'clock at night as an elementary school kid. It's insane. And then they all burn out by the time they're 25. You wonder why? This is much different. It's allowing the child to pick their education as they go. Most kids, you know what? They're going to learn to read and write. They're going to learn to do all of those things. Which, by the way, for all intents and purposes, the writing stuff, you know, as far as like the handwriting stuff, that's all antiquated anyways. Can you type? But I love the idea of looking at, that's why I'm hopeful that Betsy DeVos looks at many different things as new education secretary. I'm hopeful that she takes a look at different ways. If I had a charter school, I was running it, I'd be focused on learning experiences rather than learning rooms. I'd be looking at ways to get kids excited. I'd be looking at ways to educate through the experiences and to allow them to be kids. I remember me as a child. I was hyper, still am, super hyperactive, bouncy. I was Tigger. I was bouncing off the walls. Sometimes you got all that pent-up energy. You need to get out there. Sometimes the kid just wants to read for 4 hours at their own leisure. Well, that's not getting an education. No, we're always concerned about test scores and things like that. Doesn't mean you're the smartest kid in the class. Doesn't mean you understand. Doesn't mean you're the biggest success in life. I'm just saying I like the fact that there's different alternatives out there. I would love to have a school and that would allow kids to be kids and along the way turn through the experience, teach through the experiences, and hyper-focus on certain things that are going to matter in life. Technology. Kid wants to take apart a computer all day, tear it apart, learn how it works. That, to me, is going to be worth more than him sitting there reading in a book all day and learning, you know, what's 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2? Well, fine, he's learned that now. But you know what? For the next 4 hours, you want to play with your computer and you want to tear it apart and rebuild it and try to build something amazing? Which one do you think is going to go further in life? And by the time they're 12, 13, 14, you know what happens? You start to find passion in certain things. Some of the schools I've been to around the world when I was younger, when you get to 12, 13, 14, you know what they start doing? They start streamlining you in things that you show real passion and or, you know, a gift for. They start pushing you in that direction, taking you away from the other things that you probably aren't going to use. And putting you towards things that you're like, hey, you're really good at this. Why don't we move you in an area where instead of going through all these six classes that are just kind of a hodgepodge of stuff, you're going to do 4 classes of this and 1 or 2 other classes. And I know it doesn't fit the norm of what we want kids to do nowadays, right? Because we want kids to we want them to get great test scores, this, that, and the other. No, I want my kid to be driven and I want my kid to be smart. If you ask me today, do you want your kid to have average intelligence and be extremely driven, or do you want them to be extremely smart but have no drive? I'll take the drive all day. I'll take the drive and the creativity with average intelligence all day over somebody who gets great test scores but has zero drive. Not that you could do that in many of these places because the teachers' unions would never allow that. But I love the approach these ladies took. And I feel that we need more approaches like this. Time to get creative, kids. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. By the way, the 3 judges did rule against the executive order travel moratorium. So it was 3-0 against President Trump's executive order. So we'll see what happens. It'll be kicked upstairs to the Supreme Court next. That's what he said. See you in court. The nation's security is at stake. But I think he knew this was coming. He probably already had that tweet ready to fire out. He was just waiting for the time to do it. We'll touch more about that as well as a sad situation that I see and somebody who spoke about his situation. We're going to have him straight ahead. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat, partner.
Oh, dear God, no.
Do you have any questions?
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Did you see that Lady Gaga said that the only thing she was worried about at her halftime Super Bowl performance and the thing she was most proud of is when she threw the microphone down and she jumped? She was terrified that she was going to drop the football. She was terrified that she was going to drop that ball, and she didn't. But she said that's the thing she was most proud about. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. We got a poll up as well. If you could work for 4 days a week and have a three-day weekend, or you could work 5 days a week but just 6 hours a day, which would you choose? People are going with the three-day weekend big time. So that's up at ChadBensonShow.com. I find this to be sad, and we'll get back to the court ruling and the ban here in a little bit, what's going on with the Ninth Circuit Court. Keeping the ban on hold as far as the executive orders and the travel ban from President Trump. I find this to be sad. I remember seeing him when I was a kid. I grew up in Long Beach in Cypress, California. He was about 5 years younger than me. I always knew him as the That's Incredible kid. When I played soccer at night, sometimes my buddy and I, Kenny, we'd go over and we'd hit golf balls late at night after we would go run around when we were training. And him and his dad were always there, and it was Tiger Woods. And he was very nice. He'd always wave and stuff. I mean, the guy was always there. The kid was always out there. But it's sad. He's only 41 years old. You think you can play golf forever. He's only 41 years old. And he is trying another comeback. I mean, this is the guy who was maybe the most dominant player in the toughest sport to win something. Maybe the most dominant player in the toughest sport to win something. And they asked him if he's ever going to feel good again, and this was his response.
I feel good, not great. Granted, I don't think I'll ever feel great because it's three back surgeries, four knee operations. You know, I'm always going to be a little bit sore. It's just the way it is. But as long as I can function and function at a good enough level, then I'm fine with that.
He can't. He can't function. He cannot function. And I know it's funny how we pick and choose people, right? Like Tiger, all that stuff that happened with Tiger and his wife, that everybody had a disdain for Tiger. Everybody did. Like, and if you were a guy, you couldn't even like Tiger because your girlfriend be like, or your wife be like, what? Like, how many of these guys run around and they cheat on their wives and their girlfriends and they're horrible individuals and it's okay? For whatever reason, we ended up hating Tiger. And I think part of that was because we thought Tiger was different. And then we found out he was just a guy on his way to $1 billion and had went off the rails and just the temptation was too great. But watching his collapse. But the thing, if I'm Tiger, that I take away from all of this stuff is all of these young kids, the Jordan Spieths and all of these young 20-something-year-olds, it's because of Tiger they're there. When Tiger took on the golfing world, he was a fit youngster that was taking on guys who were kind of built like me. Now they're all built like houses. Their fitness level's through the roof. They all want to hit the ball 500 yards because they all wanted to be Tiger Woods. That's something, if I was him, I'd be proud of. But that guy is so driven. That guy is... so driven, and he's like Tom Brady. He's got that want and will to win. But like everything else, man, Father Time catches up to you. And people say, well, it's just golf. I'm like, have you ever walked 72 holes on a real course? taking swing after swing, sometime in the most disgusting, horrible weather. It kicks your butt. Walking 18 can, let alone pressure and the whole nine yards, being out somewhere for 7 or 8 hours and swinging at the power that these guys swing. Yeah. It's crazy. But I just thought it was kind of sad that he's never going to be that great one. I always thought he had one more in him, and I'd like to think he's got one more in him. And there's no doubt in my mind, if he never played another round of golf, at least until now, I mean, there could be somebody in the future, he's the greatest golfer of all time. He is. People say, well, Arnie and Jack. I'm like, yeah, you know what? There was three guys that could win every tournament back then. There's 100 guys that could win any tournament this time. Field was much deeper now. Sad, very sad. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chadbenson. Once again, the executive order, the travel moratorium for the mostly Muslim nations has been struck down by the Ninth Circuit Court. 3-0. It'll probably go to the Supreme Court. Straight ahead, more stuff. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.